You're listening to Talk With Us, a podcast where we chat about what's on our mind
and what's blowing up on the internet. I'm your host, May.
And I'm your host, Quan.
And you're listening to
Talk With Us. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. It's your girl, Quan.
And it's your girl, May.
And how everybody is doing on this beautiful day.
I am doing wonderful. We hope that you guys are doing wonderful as well.
Yes, I know it's been a while, but we're back, guys.
Yeah, we're back. Yeah. Quan has been doing productive things, so just so y'all know, I did try. But Quan, we got her in here today, so we're going to go ahead and because I was going to pull the train, y'all, by myself.
She's supposed to been done it solo, Lolo.
So y'all going to get it. Y'all probably going to get a solo from me, you know, and I'm going to be able to pull the train. You know,
I'm pretty sure they're going to get one.
Yeah, y'all going to get a solo one from me. So don't be like, where the other girl at? Because, you know, she ain't disappeared. She'll be in and out sometime.
Yeah, y'all. I've been busy at work.
Yeah.
I've been busy. So, we'll tell y'all more about that.
But yeah, we're glad to have you here with us today.
Yes.
And we're just glad to be able to jump back into it. You
know? So guys, if you are new, welcome to the channel. If you've been old and rocking with us since day one, like, you know, old grandmas and grandpas, welcome back.
I don't think they want to be called old grandpas and stuff. I know you ain't
grandpa,
call old.
Grandpa and grandma.
But y'all been hanging in there with
welcome
us.
Back.
You know,
welcome
like
back.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper. If y'all been hanging, hanging with the Talk With Us podcast, then welcome back.
Welcome back.
To the show.
So, May, you ready to jump in?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. Let's go.
We're going to hit y'all with this news first, like always. So, y'all, it's news time.
So, I'm pretty sure everyone has heard about Kyle Rittenhouse and how he has been cleared of all charges, you know, for murder.
This is so ridiculous.
I mean, I don't even, what has this world come to? This guy, all right, let's get on to this. Kyle Rittenhouse shot three men, killing two of them and wounding the third during a protest against police brutality in Kenosha, in Wisconsin last year. Rittenhouse argued that he fired in self-defense after the men attacked him. Here's a look at the charges that prosecutors carried into the court, as well as a lesser charge that the judge put before the jury in his final instruction. This felony charge was connected to be of the death of Joseph Rosenbaum, the first man Rittenhouse shot. Bystander video shows Rosenbaum chasing Rittenhouse through a parking lot and throwing a plastic bag, at Rittenhouse, fleeing behind a car, and Rosenbaum followed. Video introduced at the trial, Rittenhouse wheeling around and firing as Rosenbaum chased him. Richie and McGinnis, a reporter who was trailing Rittenhouse, testified that Rosenbaum lunged for Rittenhouse's gun. Reckless homicide differs from international homicide in the prosecutor's wording, alleging that Rittenhouse intended to murder Rosenbaum. Instead, they were alleging that Rittenhouse caused Rosenbaum's death in circumstances showing an utter disregard for human life. All right, y'all. Okay, so since we done got into that a little bit and we done touched base on that. But y'all, come on now. Seriously, this man has been cleared of all charges.
Yeah, I don't see how that happened.
I mean,
then he handpicked the jury though. Handpicked the jury.
Who?
The one that was on trial.
How?
I have no idea.
How in the world? Who picks their own jurors?
Exactly.
Anyway, these charges.
If I'm wrong or wrong, but I was told that he picked the jury.
Oh my goodness. That is so unfair. But if he would have gotten these charges against him, it would have put him in like 60 years in prison. For danger. Okay, first of all, he brought the weapon. Mm-hmm. Okay. He brought the weapon to the fight. Okay.
Yeah.
So to speak. You know, he brought it there. Okay, so what? Why was he even walking around going to a protester rally if he wasn't intending to use that gun?
I don't know. But I'm being truthful with you. I didn't know nothing about this man until I kept seeing his picture all on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So I really didn't get into the story. But today I found that he was, you know, acquitted on all charges. So I don't think it's fair, but I don't know. I do know, but then I don't know.
I
know why he off.
Yeah, because, I mean, if anything...
I seen him pretending to cry on the stand, though. That was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. It was ridiculous because he did not want to go to prison for his crime.
He got to go now.
And here he is. You know, he's all in smiles now because he has gotten away scot-free.
If that were anybody else, they'll be behind bars already.
I'm gonna straight up tell you.
If he was black.
If it was a person of color and they did this, not a chance.
They get the book thrown at them.
Not a chance would they walk.
And he killed two white guys, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Not a chance.
Yeah. But I feel bad for the family of the two men who lost their life and had to watch that.
Yeah, because
this man got away scot-free.
Mm-hmm. And this was an intentional, you know, shooting, because even if the guy was charging him, and evidently this guy had been probably, I don't know, he probably had been mouthing out. Okay. So then, you know, he got a gun. I'm probably sure, you know, this guy chasing him was probably going, you know, try to take the gun away, because I'm pretty sure he probably was fearful that this crazy man walking around with a gun.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, who going to stand there and not try to defend themselves?
I sure won't.
You know, he come to the protest. First of all, they should have gave him something, because
he came there.
Yes, what I'm saying, he came there. So he didn't get nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. Like, why?
Anyway, though, he killed two people, and I'm trying to find the words, and it's just hard to find the words about this, because this dude took two people out. And he's been cleared of all charges. Okay, he was 17 years old on the night of the shooting.
The dude who killed the two? Oh, he was 17.
On the night of the shooting, yeah. When he did the shooting, he was 17.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I didn't keep up with the story.
I didn't keep up with it either. But then, you know, when I start seeing this picture all over the news and stuff, and they finding him not guilty. And then that's when it's kind of taken off, because people, you know, everybody got an opinion about it.
Yeah.
You know, and here this dude is, though. But I think he going to start probably having some nightmares.
For what? He free now.
Yeah, he free. He free. Get this now. I want y'all
to know what kind of nightmares he planning on having.
Uh-huh. Watch this now. Y'all peep this right here. He got away scot-free here on Earth, right? But now he's still going to have to face God. Okay. But you know.
You think he's thinking about that?
Wait a minute, though. I'm going to tell you. Wait a minute. Now, he might not be thinking about it, but you know, God got all power. So, you know, he can be still getting his punishment right here. God can allow his conscience to bother him so bad that he will never have a good night's sleep and rest.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Because he going to never forget that he took two people out. Yeah, okay. And then got cleared of it. But that don't mean that he didn't do it. See, that's because they cleared him here. And he got away with it, or seemed to think that he got away with it here on this land. But in his mind, that dude going to be thinking about the people that he shot.
Mm.
Because that's just, he going to have to think about it. Because that wasn't no mistake. He meant to do it.
Well, all I know that he needed an Oscar for when he was pretending to cry on stage. That was fake.
But I just...
bought it.
Yeah, but the justice system is so... unfair.
It is unfair.
Because, you know, it has been, I'm just telling y'all, I ain't racist or nothing like that, but it has been, you know, black teens and stuff, you know, killed like this by other people, you know, have gotten a whole bunch of years in jail. But now he killed two people, and he didn't even get a slap on the wrist.
Not nothing. Slay queen.
I don't know what to say. Y'all, I ain't got too much to say on this, but I shake my head at this because the justice system is so unfair. So,
like I said, if it was a black man, he'd be gone.
But, you know, I'm sorry for the families who lost their loved one, because, you know, that's somebody that was taken from their family. And I know they're not pleased with that verdict.
Didn't they say that they had a recording of him saying that he's going to kill them? That he's going to kill them or he's going to kill somebody?
He said something along the lines, if he had his AR or something like that, he would take a couple of them out. He'll shoot a couple of rounds.
Right there should have put him behind bars.
Uh-huh. But on that day, and he was, I think, video recording, but on that day, he didn't have it. He didn't have his gun. But see, he did come back with it.
Yeah.
On another day.
That right there alone should have said, okay, that's enough evidence to say that he did this on purpose.
But, you know, then again.
Because he said it in the video.
If he'd have been somebody
else. Really?
If that would have been attempted right there, he would have got locked up right there. But it's not fair. It's just so, it's
wrong. It's wrong. All of it is wrong. He should be behind bars. He should be locked up. But
and the judge, yeah, you know,
it's crazy. A lot of people are so mad, but hey, what we can't do nothing about it.
No, we can't.
We can't do nothing about it.
Can't do nothing about that. But they say the Black America, they have blasted the system in Rittenhouse verdict.
Some people don't care.
You know, no, they
can say whatever they want to say. They're still going to say.
But this is, you know, Black America. These are the Black people
I know
that are arguing about this, you know, verdict that he them been released. Yeah, you know, if they shoot somebody in self-defense, they still going to go to jail.
Yeah.
Because they ain't going to buy the story at first. They ain't going to buy it, you know? So, ooh, he just.
This is just crazy.
He got this little long face here. Just
yeah, a little flat face.
And yeah, a little flat face, little liar.
Especially
that's
when he
is.
Was trying to cry. It just, no, uh-uh.
And they told him to look remorseful, to look
yeah,
sad.
They did.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Did any tears fall from his eyes, or he just making that potty face?
He just making a saint face.
It worked.
Face to the judge and the judge.
It worked.
And the judge and the jury all about it.
Yeah, they did.
Hook, line, and sinker.
If I was in that jury, I would like guilty. We would have been in there for a long time.
Yeah, because
I would always say guilty.
Uh-huh. And then they'd be like, okay, you going to have to do this or we going to kill you.
I'm like, nah, that man is guilty.
But they'd be like, we cannot go out here. Everybody saying guilty. Everybody saying not guilty. And you're saying guilty. We ready to go home to our family.
You remember like on the Martin show?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
When Cole kept saying guilty.
Yes.
And everybody were ready to go home.
Yes.
That's exactly how it would have been.
Mm-hmm.
He would have been guilty.
I know, right? So, yeah, that's that on that right there. I'm done with this story.
Yeah, we're done with that because the justice system is not right.
It is not right. Yeah, so I'm done with this. I'm over it.
Yeah, I am too. We're over it. But like I said, we said he's going to get what's coming to him.
He will. He definitely will.
He sure will. But moving on from that
unjustice
story.
Moving on.
We're going to tell y'all, you know, where we've been. And it's not May's fault. It's my fault. I've been working, y'all.
I've been working.
I've been back in the workforce. And it's been taking up my time from the podcast. And I'm so sorry that we've been away. And like she said, she tried to do solo, but she missed me too much, y'all.
I tried, y'all. I did. I tried. I had did the whole thing, y'all.
She did the whole thing.
And then she was like, mm-mm.
No.
We can't go with this right
can't
here.
Can't go with that
I'm
one.
I'm like, what? Like, I don't work do all this.
Because I'm the one who had to edit, y'all. I'm the one who had to edit the show.
I guess I gave her too much work.
Yeah, she did. A little too much.
Tell her don't blame me, y'all.
But yeah, I've been back at work, y'all. It's been a long time since I've been working, and I had to get myself right. And it's taking me away from the podcast just a little bit.
But as I told you before, though, she's not gone. I'm going to learn to pull this train, though, someday by myself. Y'all, we're going
to
party.
She's going to have to,
we're going to party like it was 1999. Okay?
Yeah, y'all going to hear her sometime by herself. Not me by myself. I can't be by myself.
Yeah, because she don't know how to be by herself. See, that's the difference.
I don't. I really don't. I have to have somebody with me so I can bounce off ideas. You know, I can't sit here by myself and do it.
Yeah, I can definitely go for it, though.
Yeah. See, I'm not that much of a talker.
Mm-hmm.
And she is.
Yeah,
I'm not.
I talk her, you know. She's less talker than I am, but I love to talk.
Yeah, and I'm not. I've always been on the quiet side.
Y'all,
you know? I always been on the quiet side. That's just me. But yeah, that's where I've been. I've been working. And, you know, we're still going to push out some contents and stuff. We're still going to do that. That's not going to stop. We're not going to stop doing this. It's just that I've been a little busy. And, like, someday she's going to be on this by herself or have somebody in here with her, you know, helping her out.
Yeah. But it's all good.
Yeah. So that's what's happening.
So this is more like a, you know how we do our slow roll.
This is our slow roll, y'all. You know, like hump day on Wednesday?
Yeah.
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 This is it for us.
That Orange is the New Black or whatever.
I don't know.
It's the name of a picture of a series and stuff. But yeah, today, because actually today is Saturday.
Yeah, it's the weekend.
So, and this is usually not our day. We're usually off on the weekends. But yeah, so we just today.
We might have to start recording on the weekend.
But we may have to reconsider to move our schedule around so it can fit for Quan, you know.
Yeah,
you know
for me. I'm sorry, y'all. Guys,
hey,
I'm
y'all.
Sorry.
Hey, y'all. Aren't y'all glad that?
Sorry, but not sorry.
Y'all. How many of y'all went already and got y'all a turkey? Do y'all know that prices of food is going up?
It sure is. Everything is going up.
They actually reported that, you know, some people probably going to have to probably just stay at home and eat. You can't even be going out because gas and the food done went up. So that people ain't going to be able to go out of town and go to their loved one house or travel and stuff like that.
Everything.
And then
is
they
gone
don't
up.
Want to give us another stimulus.
Nope. Oh, that's gone.
I know. But
y'all about to just get that out your mind because that's gone. It ain't coming back. Yeah, it's not coming back.
COVID ain't gone.
But that stimulus ain't coming back.
But it needs to come back because you know what?
It really does.
People going to have to penny pinch for Thanksgiving and stuff.
And I hate that.
Yeah,
I hate that for the family
who
don't holler
right.
How much as is.
Right.
Won't be able to go out to get the food that they want to get for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So, but we hope y'all guys have a great Thanksgiving. You know?
Yeah, yeah. We hope that. We hope everybody have a good Thanksgiving. Hope we have a good Thanksgiving, a safe Thanksgiving, even though it's next week. I can't believe it's next week.
I know it came around so fast. But
this
listen,
month has went over fast.
Yeah,
it's not over with yet, but yeah, it's coming around pretty fast.
It's just like right around the corner. But but you know what though? Thanksgiving, if you think about it, what do y'all think? That have you kind of lost the tradition of having a bunch of food on the table? I think that we kind of have gotten
a little bit
away from having so much food. So that actually,
because this family like to cook.
Yeah,
we like to cook, and we have a bunch of food.
But you know what? Though food is not like it used to be.
It's not.
So
you
the taste,
you get burnt out on certain things.
Yeah, and so the taste is kind of like you be like, no, I don't think I want that right now. This time,
like for me, I don't want no turkey. I don't want no turkey.
But see, my mama always, when my mama do turkey, well, I ain't gonna say turkey, but when she do stuff.
I don't think she
stuff,
really want turkey either.
My mama don't really eat turkey like that, but she can cook a mean hen, because it makes better gravy, you know, better stuffing.
Yeah,
but
I love stuffing.
You know, I ain't too keen on turkeys. I do like turkey, but I ain't too keen on it.
Nah.
It's not something that I just go up and pick up and stuff like that. But I do like smoked turkey. Like that's because that's...
But yeah.
But
we have a lot of tradition. We have food that...
Usually we have like what? Some,
which I'm
some
not
going to
tell y'all what we eat and stuff. But we have food that a lot of people probably won't eat, but it's a tradition. It's somewhat that we grew up on. So I'm not going to say what
okay,
it is.
So you got some greens and a question mark.
Yeah.
You got some sweet potato.
You can tell all the other food except for one.
And you got a question mark on that.
Yeah, that one got a question mark. That's the one that y'all won't get.
Y'all want to know? Sight.
Nope. You can't know that one.
Yeah.
But that's been in the family for a very long time, ever since we were little kids.
And it's really tasty.
I don't think it's going nowhere.
No. I don't know. You know, I don't know. It's kind of hard. If I go any further, y'all probably know. So we just stop right there.
Yeah, that's a question mark, so y'all won't get that one.
But hey, how many of y'all eat chitlins? Chitlins.
I don't.
You know, I used to. That was one food. Now, we used to eat a lot.
Yeah, I used to eat them, but not anymore. They start getting nasty to me.
You know, a lot of people say, well, okay, when you think about chitlins, you're like, oh, intestines. But, you know, they be clean and stuff. They used to be so good, but now, you know, it's like, it's just too much oil or something in them.
Well, a lot of people still going to have them on their plate for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but
just not us.
Not us. But we'll probably definitely have some greens. I don't know what type of green. Yes, I do. Let me tell you about some turnip greens, y'all. The turnip green. There will definitely be turnip greens. Okay? There will definitely be stuffing. You know, you can't have Thanksgiving, though, without stuffing.
Yeah, I love stuffing.
That's kind of the whole
but
makeup of Thanksgiving.
But I can't eat it no more since I left bread alone.
You can have a cheat day. You can always have a cheat day. You can't
and I
tell
love
me,
stuffing,
Every person on a diet got a cheat day. Mm-hmm. They do. Look it up. Every person who's on a diet, they got one cheat day.
Yeah, I might have to cheat for that one.
So, and that be the day. They don't do it, you know, all the time.
But like
a holiday or something special event, they'll keep that as a cheat day.
Yeah, that's true.
So, she going to have a cheat day.
Yeah, I'm going to have to eat me some stuff and when it come along.
Yeah. And they definitely have, like, yams or sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a goal.
Yeah, that's a goal.
I think, you know, not to have all that food because, you know, it's just going to be left over and then... We're
not gonna cook a lot because Christmas be right around the corner.
Yeah.
So we won't cook a lot and we don't have a really big eating for Christmas. We mostly do finger foods.
Yeah, like finger foods for Christmas. Who else does finger food?
You know, I think a lot of people do that now.
You know, that's not like, you know, you don't really need to. Because it's like month after, right behind each other.
Yeah, all this heavy food on Thanksgiving, and you turn around and do Christmas. And some people do New Year's.
And then
they cook like three times a bunch of heavy food.
But you know, we do New Year's also.
We used to cook big on New Year's too.
But you know, it's just like, you know, you got to have, you call it, what, a black eyed peas?
Yeah, your black eyed peas.
Some people do some collard green food. Yeah. They say because it represents the money and stuff like that. And then, you know, stuff, you know, like that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a tradition thing, but we don't go all out. And then throw some fried chicken up in there, you know, but.
Can't forget about the fried chicken.
Yeah, so, yeah, we do that it like we do it like that. But, you know, as you get older and stuff, you know, stuff just start tasting different. And you just don't want it like you used to.
No, you don't. No, you don't. But we hope everybody have a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we do.
So,
right now, I feel like we almost doing the Macy's Day Parade right now.
Why?
I don't know. I just got, you know, we had that feeling sometimes, like a deja vu feeling. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, like
a
feel, like right now, we had some floats. We'll be like, and there's the Charlie Brown float floating by right now.
Yeah. I wonder where they had a parade.
They are having the Macy's Day Parade, I heard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They used to be good when we was little. We used to sit in front of the TV and watch all the floats.
We watched
stuff.
The big floats because we were like, wow.
We seen our favorite cartoon characters and stuff.
Look, yeah, that was Sonic.
Cool. That was so
Sonic.
Cool.
And Snoopy. You know, but now you're like.
Ugh. But now you be like, okay, when football come on?
Like
you be ready for that parade to go over like, just to watch football.
Like, what time did parade go on?
And like, we can't even get our little nephew to sit in front of the TV and watch it.
Like,
they don't care about it no
baby,
more.
Sit down and look at me. I don't want to.
Yes, they don't care about the little
Can I play
cute
with your
things
phone?
Anymore. Yeah, it's all about the phone and YouTube now.
Yeah, they don't care about Macy's Day Parade and all that.
No. But see, we had it good when we was coming up because everything was magical.
Yeah, it was, y'all. It was back then. It was popping. Everything was. You know,
it's beautiful.
Yeah, it was. It just had a magical feel. But now it's just like whatever. Nah, yeah, whatever.
Everything is about YouTube now.
Yeah,
for the kids.
Yeah, so it's changed. But you know, hey, still.
Yeah, but y'all, we just want to tell y'all where we've been, and we want to tell y'all, you know, just give y'all the 411. We ain't going nowhere. We're still gonna be pushing it out. We're gonna push out content for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. So don't. Don't have no long faces. One ain't going nowhere. Podcast ain't
going
nowhere.
We ain't going nowhere.
I might be solo someday, but yeah, we still ain't going nowhere. Okay?
Y'all got to help May out when she's solo. Y'all got to help her out.
And y'all better give me some feedback on my solo.
Yes, y'all do
okay?
that.
Y'all tell me
when
how.
When she's solo. Give us something to talk about.
Tell me how I'm doing and stuff, because I definitely want to know. I want to be all over it, because I want to, you know, be on top of my game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get your girl know. You know what I'm saying? Give some feedback.
But that's that, yeah. She can do it.
Of course I can.
But on the weekend, we'll be together.
Yeah.
I'll put it like that.
Yeah.
Through the weekdays, she might be by herself. Weekdays, together.
Yeah.
Or if she might have somebody in the, you know, in the building with her.
Yeah.
You know, like a guest.
Yeah. I might have somebody. I might. You know.
Somebody. We'll get somebody to help her out, y'all.
It depends on what we're talking about and if I think it's a good, you know, person. Come in and collaborate.
Might get Sean back in here.
Can collaborate with me. Yeah.
Should we get Sean back in here? Because them two always have a good back and forth with each other.
Yeah. we really do.
It won't be no alien talk, though.
Yeah. Because if you come here talking about some alien, I might ship him off in a spaceship.
Yeah, he strongly believe that there's something else out there in the universe.
But yeah, because I am not going to go toe-to-toe with Sean again about some aliens. Cause my foot,
he'll bring
the
different knowledge.
My foot will be the rocket that gonna ship him out.
he'll bring some good knowledge though.
Yeah,
she'll be all right. She'll be all right.
It's all good.
But I think that's all we want to say, guys.
Yeah.
It's a short show, but you know, we just want to get that out and let y'all know that we ain't gone.
Yeah,
ain't going nowhere. We still here.
Yeah,
we still love you guys.
Yes,
we're still gonna be doing our show.
Yep.
And
just still
that
looking for feedback.
Poor little Quan is out there trying to make a living.
She doing something.
Y'all,
If y'all would have listened to my first podcast when I first opened up, that Quan decided not to let air because I messed up some things on it. But it was like I was gonna tell y'all she was doing something productive on another, you know, another platform, like, you know, the real world platform.
The real world,
you know,
yeah.
But, yeah, she was doing her thing out there, and I was telling y'all all about it, but that didn't get aired because for him, like, mm-mm.
Yeah, I take out stuff, y'all. Whatever I don't want, I take it out. But on one of these shows, we're going to just let whatever we say, we're going to let it stay in the show, y'all.
Yeah, so you can hear, you know, bloopers and all
no
that.
Edit, yes. No editing and nothing like that. You know, we're going to let it stay in the show.
Sometimes, you know, the bloopers would be really funny.
I know. We should make our show and then, how would you do that?
We'll do a behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes.
We'll have an original and then, you know.
That'll have to be on YouTube.
Uncut version, yeah.
Like a YouTube video with the bloopers. Uh-huh. There's a lot of bloopers that we do.
Yeah, we be a lot, y'all. Y'all don't know. Yeah, y'all know. Y'all know.
We might do that for y'all one day.
Yeah.
But all right, May, you about ready to get up out of here?
Yeah, let's get up out of here.
All right, y'all, like always, download, subscribe, follow us on social media, follow us on anchor.fm, show y'all support on any podcast platform, guys. Help us out.
Do that, y'all. And we will see y'all. Well, not we won't see y'all, but we will hear y'all. We may not hear y'all, but we will definitely get feedback, I think, won't we? Yeah, we will.
We will.
Anyway, yeah.
Anyway, guys, I'm your girl, Quan.
And I'm your girl, May.
And we will talk to you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye, guys.